In the epistle today, St. Paul tells us, mind the things that are above, not the things that are on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Mind the things that are above, and yet, paradoxically, it is the things that are on earth with which we start every Holy Saturday, our Easter celebration, this greatest and longest of the vigils of the year, this holiest of all of the holy masses of the year. For the very beginning of it, we go outside so that we could one day perhaps go inside. So we went out to the cold sunshine, and we blessed first of all the fire. There was a little noise. I guess you were getting impatient. It is cold out there, isn't it? Then after we did manage to bless the fire and the grains of incense, then came the blessing of the candle, the pure work of bees. And then that blessed fire was meant to be spread out everywhere. And then the lessons, 12 in number, the long tale of God's merciful doings with his people. And then, having heard all of the stories and sung many beautiful and so theological prayers, starting with creation itself, God saw all he made was good. Why then, with the deer, we longed for the water. And we took our candle and our fire to the font. And the water was blessed next. This element, which is so central to life and to the supernatural life, this holy night we made the water for baptism so that new Christians could be plunged into the death of Christ to rise again to a new life in him. And the rest of you were reminded by the sacramental sprinkling of the holy water of the day of your own baptism. And then there was the baptism. And then as we left the font and went to the altar, we called upon all of the saints to intercede for us. But especially today, one saint, St. Francis of Assisi, who looks very good in his new spot, right next to Our Lady. We ask St. Francis' help today, because you know he's very much a Holy Saturday saint. It was on Holy Saturday, the 28th of March, they figure, in the year 1182 at Assisi, that he was a newborn baby, baptized and confirmed, and he made his first Holy Communion. Then in the 12th century, that practice still united the Church of the East and the Church of the West, the giving of the three sacraments in a row, as we do at our church. The canon law prescribes it, but given even just to little babies, that was the custom. You know, crashing candles aside, you can't come to Easter without some grief and sorrow and pain and suffering. Those who manage to make it all the way through, fat and sassy and well rested in the rest, will never know true joy. And even if you had everything going for you, if you've managed to persevere without breaking during this Easter vigil, you know a little bit of what it is. So it is designed by Almighty God, so that each year we remember our baptism. We are plunged into death, and we do rise to a new life in Christ. After St. Francis was by the stigmata delivered by the seraph of fiery love, marked with the five holy wounds, he told his brethren that he wanted to compose something for the praise of God so that he could rejoice in his tribulations, which now included five more and most painful wounds. It would be a poetry. It would be a hymn. his way of embracing the Passion of our Lord, the first great poem ever written in the Italian vernacular. And thus he paid homage in the Canticle of the Sun to sun and to light and fire, to the very forces that caused him the greatest pain. Because remember, with his eye affliction, the light bothered him. Most high, all-powerful, good Lord, yours be the praises, the glory, the honor, and all blessing. To you alone, most high, do they belong, and no one is worthy to mention your name. Praised be you, my Lord, with all your creatures, especially Sir, Brother, Son, who is the day, and through whom you have given us light, and he is beautiful and radiant with great splendor, and bears a likeness to you, Most High One. St. Francis calls the Son not just brother, but Sir, in other words, my Lord, Brother, Son, to honor the great light that God commanded to shine over our day. The Son has been most cooperative this Holy Week. That is to say, it kind of came and went on Holy Thursday when we had our combination of joy and sorrow. And then after 2 days of darkness and rain, the Sun came out this morning in all of its splendor. And no matter how tired you were or anything else, still you felt a little bit revived by that beautiful but cold spring sunshine. And then St. Francis continues, and praised be you, my Lord, through Sister Moon. Sister Moon. Did any of you see the eclipse this morning? Very early. I was following it faithfully. They said it would be a blood moon, but at the very end, when it was meant to turn red, it was already too far down on the horizon. I couldn't make it out. But we'll hear from the prophet Joel, 50 days from today, see you then, for the Pentecost vigil. And he will talk about the sun not giving us light and the moon turning into blood as the signs of the end of the world. And then the stars, in heaven you form them clear and precious and wonderful. And praise be you, my Lord, through Brother Wind, and through the air, cloudy and serene in every kind of weather, through whom you give sustenance to all your creatures. Praise be you, my Lord, through Sister Water, which is very useful and humble and precious and chaste. And praise be you, my Lord, through Brother Fire, through whom you light the night, and he is beautiful and playful and robust and strong. As I told you yesterday, just before he suffered that terrible cauterization of his face and eye, St. Francis addressed another word to Brother Fire, noble and useful among all creatures, the Most High created, be courtly to me in this hour. For a long time I have loved you, and I still love you for the love of that Lord who created you. I pray our Creator who made you to temper your heat now so that I may bear it. And then he made the sign of the cross over the iron and suffered accordingly. He has almost finished his song of praise. And praise be you, my Lord, through our sister Mother Earth, who sustains and governs us and produces fruit with colored flowers and herbs. Praise and bless my Lord and give him thanks and serve him with great humility. The only thing that didn't get mentioned in this hymn of praise is the animal kingdom, which is strange for a Saint Francis, isn't it? But you see, he wrote these when he was already sick, almost dying, and had decided to spend a long winter in a little hut next to his original church, San Damiano. And there he was tortured every night and kept from sleeping by rats and mice who got into his food and would, of course, run all over him. And he couldn't sleep, and he couldn't understand it. And finally he understood that these were infested by demons, and they were some sign of the power of the devil over this material world of ours. And he who had such a way with animals suffered very much at the hands of these rodents and mice and the rest. He set it all, this beautiful canticle of praise, to music, but the music wasn't written down, so unfortunately, it has been lost. And he composed this prayer in the spirit of the prayer of the sacred liturgy, which he recited every day at morning in the office of Lauds, the canticle of the three young men. We talked about that in the last of the lessons, the 12th, just before we went to bless the water this morning. For St. Francis, he was a saint of things. He was a saint of actions. He was a saint of places. We should not be surprised that he found his best form of prayer by summoning all of creation to join with him in praising God. That's what we do every year, first of all, at this Easter vigil to usher in the resurrection. That is what the priest is meant to do last of all, after a mass, when he has taken the creatures of bread and wine and caused them not to exist, to be transubstantiated into the body and the blood of our Lord. He says the canticle of the three young men in the fiery furnace, calling on all of creation, just as we do today, to praise our Lord. This is the first knowledge of God. What we see and hear and taste and touch, creation, and then of course comes incarnation, and then the redemption in which we share by our sacraments, and then the greatest of them, the blessed sacrament, transubstantiation. If ye be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above. Keep your feet on the ground and your eyes open about you. And see how all of creation is an unending hymn of praise. God bless you for a blessed Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.